in the world of technology this week and how that technology might impact you and I and the way that we relate with the world around us. What has happened this week? Apple just had their Apple iPad event, which I watched. I sat down and watched all 30 minutes of it, and I thought to myself, wow, this is a very short event, especially for an Apple event. I don't imagine that they'll introduce something that is groundbreaking, that's about to change the entire industry, especially in just 30 minutes. And I must say, for the most part, I was underwhelmed. So they released two new iPad Airs as well as two new iPad Pros, which, I mean, to be quite honest, are incredibly, incredibly amazing. And they are definitely the best tablets. Let's use that with that term, that word. They are the best tablets in the world. The iPad Pro is officially the thinnest iPad in the world. The thinnest, I would say, mobile device in the world. I don't even believe that there is a laptop as thin as it. And the reason that that's important is because the current iPads are running the iPad Pros are running the M4 Apple Silicon chip, which is incredible because that is a computer level chip. It has the processing power to do everything that your current laptop can do. And that is very insane. And I don't know to what degree is Apple willing to commit to this, right? Because Apple is moving more and more towards turning the iPad into more of a secondary computer that's able to replace a desktop computer. And not a desktop as much as a laptop. And you can do your professional work on it. You can paint, you can draw, you can make music, you can edit videos. So you can really do a lot of creativity on this on these devices. And I wonder if Apple is interested in going all the way with it. So the first thing I want to acknowledge about the iPads is the fact that it's running the M4 Apple Silicon chip, which is very big. And then also using OLED displays, which is very new kind of OLED displays. It's like two displays merged into one, and the M4 chip is able to allow that to happen because then it communicates with both screens at the same time, which gives very good colors and very good brightness for the ultra HDR that Apple wants to provide to its users. So this is very, very incredible. So it's the thinnest iPad Pro ever. In fact, this the thinnest tablet ever in the world. It's thinner than the old, I think it was the iPod Nano, if I remember correctly. It is quite honestly the thinnest device Apple has ever made, and that's quite impressive. And then it's running the M4 silicon chip by Apple, which is really, really powerful. And then also the software. I mean, the editing software that they have in the new iPads is just incredible. Moving on, Google Pixel 8a has just recently been announced and selling or starting off at $499. Now, the Pixel, the 8a is the mid-tier device that Google is introducing. So you have their flagship device, which is the Google Pixel 8, which has all the high specs, the high cameras, beautiful cameras. It has all the amazing software and a beautiful screen as well. And then you have the 8a, which is lower than the 8, which used to confuse me when they first launched this offering. I was like, why did they do it like that? What does the 8a mean? And then I realized that the A for Google or for Pixel devices basically means this is the cheaper, more entry level device. So before you get the consider the flagship, you can consider this one. And it's really a beautiful device. I mean, they've changed the design where now it's more curved along the edges instead of looking like an iPhone or even Samsung, because Samsung has the sharpest corners of the three. So it's really, really beautiful, playful design with amazing poppy colors. I'm very much attracted to it, especially when we're speaking design wise. I'm very much attracted to the Pixel. And it's basically, you know, a lot of people aren't paying attention to this, but the Google Pixel is known as the world's best phone in terms of taking pictures. And I say this not in terms of the technicalities of it, but every time people look at pictures taken by Pixel phones online, they always assume it's from an iPhone because the pictures are so good. And it's been voted by over 20 million people to take the most beautiful, contrasty, colorful pictures in the world. And that says a lot. That really, really says a lot. I think for our Tech Impact tonight, we're going to leave it right there. The Pixel phone is not very popular here in South Africa, and I would say in Africa abroad, but I'm looking forward to it becoming more and more popular because then it'll become more and more accessible and easier to buy. For now, I know you can't get it on Takealot. And remember, with these latest devices, you always want to look at the devices that came just before, so that you can make sure that you cannot get them at a better value because they still operate very well. And by before, I mean like last year's model. That's still going to get... Now, one thing about the Pixel 8a is that it's going to be getting 7 years worth of updates, Android updates and security updates. That is value for money. I am not buying any device that's getting anything less than 7 years now, especially because all the major smartphone manufacturers are offering it. With that said, which are you? Are you a Google Pixel fan? Are you a Samsung Galaxy fan? Or are you just an Apple head all the way through?
Let's see what's happening in the tech side of things. Most importantly, probably this week, we've noticed on Tuesday morning that Amazon.co.za went live. So Amazon is obviously Jeff Bezos' massive, massive, massive online e-commerce site. However, if you're used to using Amazon, which I am, I've bought a couple of stuff on Amazon, but obviously the overseas one. And then you head over to the South African one, you would notice that the amount of products that's available seems quite less. You can still purchase the American ones, but golly me, they are expensive. The exchange rate's not our friend, guys. We need to be honest. The exchange rate is not our friend. However, what's interesting, unfortunately, I can't have it, but if you're staying in Gauteng or in Cape Town, Joburg, Pretoria, those areas, you can purchase something on Amazon if you're quite early in the morning, around about 7, 8-ish, and then select same day delivery. Depending on your item, can cost anything from 95 Rand onwards, but you can have it delivered within usually 10 hours after purchasing it. I must say, if it's worthwhile, if it works out, as I said, it's not the case in South where I stay. I can get it the next day, which is still very, very, very decent, right? It's not Takealot. Takealot usually ships within 3 to 5 days. This is like the next day. It's hectic. Obviously, it's not available on all items, but it is so cool. And to me, to be honest, I'm seeing a game changer. I don't know about you, but I'm seeing a game changer. Might change the way that we do online purchasing. And the good thing about this is, if you're anywhere into marketing and into businesses and stuff, you will notice that competition is sometimes the best thing that can happen to a business, right? We see that now, unfortunately, with Takealot and Shein and Temu. But this is different type of products. Amazon is different type of products. It's not only clothing, and it's not only those stuff. It's not the typical, I don't want to say cheaper products. You can get very fashionable, very expensive things on Amazon, as is the case with Takealot. But same day delivery, come on. I mean, that is a total game changer. The second thing that I want to mention that I am quite excited about, and I hope it pans out again. I know it's the umpteenth time this evening that I mention I stay in a quaint little town, or that I stay in a small town in Mossel Bay, if you're interested, right, is the following. Ster-Kinekor, which is the movie giant in South Africa, have decided that they will re-show, or what is it called? Rebroadcast? Can't be broadcast. Re-show, re-stream, whatever, old movies, right? And the great thing is it will be in a reduced rate, so you're actually going to pay. I think the price might be 50 bucks. Last time I saw, they're contemplating the price, but they're hoping to do it for 50 Rand. 50 Rand, get that. And you could actually then go and watch old movies, not very old, but old movies, and still enjoy them. One of the ones that they are going to show is Back to the Future 1. Right, this is a movie that's, Back to the Future should be roughly about 40 years old now. Right. But again, it's very enjoyable experience. Going to the movies is an enjoyable experience. Going to the cinemas, it's very expensive sometimes, but it's enjoyable. You're sitting there, you're having popcorn, and it's like Sir Kirikou used to say in the olden days, everything is bigger on the big screen. Or everything is better, rather, on the big screen. As is the case now, obviously, with the movies. So that might be quite cool. I saw that they're bringing Back to the Future, Chicago. I'm not that excited about Notting Hill. I am quite excited about it. I love Notting Hill. I think it's one of the funniest movies ever. And it's just cool. And then, of course, Back to the Future. It's just some of those things that, I don't know about you, but we never had the opportunity to see it in a big screen, right? I was too young. Now I can actually enjoy it. I can actually go to a movie and enjoy the entire big screen experience and then just watch the movies. So that's that for this week's Tech Impact. Amazon, let's hear it. Send us a message. See if you're on Amazon. What did you ship? What did you get? I must be honest, the local deals or the daily deals that I saw on there was quite good. So have a look at that. And the second thing is that we will be able to watch old movies, vintage movies, or classics rather, is probably the best way to phrase it, in Sir Kirikou cinemas. I don't know which cinemas, and I don't know if it will be all of them. Still, something cool to keep an eye out for.